She's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Charles Werner and Forrest Weeder, and we're going to be talking about the Ask Rail app. Guys, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Glad to be here.
All right, so Charles, tell us a little bit about the Ask Rail app. Is this something new, or is this something that's been around for a while, and what does it do for first responders?
Well, it's been around for a while, since 2004, but it's changed dramatically. Fortunately for us, through a great partnership between the Association of American Railroads and the we've been able to establish a great trusting relationship to move forward to provide information through this Ask Rail, I like to call it a responder app, information to responders as rail incidents occur anywhere in the country near Class 1 railroads. What we're able to do in five clicks, be it on a smartphone, a smart tablet, or a computer, we're able to get information in real time. The first click brings me the information that I'll see the rail car information, what's on this specific car itself, what type of car is it. The second click gives me the reference to the DOT emergency response guide. The third click gives me the full consist, the full length of the train and every car on the train and where this particular car is located in that consist in the length of the train. The fourth click gives me an isolation zone. It gives me an idea of the areas that need to be evacuated in relation to this incident, as well as the information about critical infrastructure like hospitals or schools that might be in the area of concern to give proper evacuation instructions to those facilities. And the last click gives me a downloadable spreadsheet of the full consist of cars and what's on each one of them. So I, as an incident commander, can take that as a worksheet and divvy up into sectors how I want to deal with this particular incident. So some may be hazardous material, some may not, and they can be divided up accordingly. This information gives me access to the rail cars on every Class 1 railroad, but it also gives me the rail car information on the short rails as well, and that's the smaller railroads. Now, I know that there's some work being done by the Association of American Railroads to look at actually bringing the short rails or the short lines into the full consist as well. But that information is easy, it's accessible in real time, and even if we have a coverage issue in a rural area, the dispatcher can have that information available at dispatch through their internet connection and have access to that information and provide it to responders in the field as needed. So basically, the information is there in a multiplicity of ways, and it's free.
Wow. And so how was all this stuff, how did responders handle this kind of situation before Ask Rail?
Well, there would be any number of ways, but it would require a lot more time, and it would all be by manuals. You would have to look into one manual and then look to another manual, and you'd be looking for information for the railroads, and so you'd have a multiplicity of different parts and pieces that you'd have to pull together. One particular incident in Charlottesville, I know that it took us 3 hours to find what was actually on the train and determine the plan of action, which actually went into a 24-hour period of operational preparation. But that changes from hours to minutes and maybe even seconds.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. So, Forrest, how can a first responder get access to this app? Is there any training involved?
Yeah, there is. When we're talking first responders, there's quite a wide area that we're actually looking at of people or individuals that could use this. And first responder, obviously, the fire service, emergency medical services, the law enforcement. But then there's also government employees, there's contractors, there's railroad employees that also have access to this. But it does require a verification process, which means that someone that is applying for the application must meet minimum requirements. And that usually details that they have to have basic first responder training. So a hazmat operations course, a hazmat technician certification, or some training that was specifically provided by the railroad for emergency response to railroad situations or railroad incidents. In most incidents, there's always a sense of urgency, but most important in that sense of urgency is, as Charles said, accurate real-time data is what this application allows responders to have at their fingertips. In addition to the items that were previously addressed, there are multiple reference materials that have been brought together into one application that is at the responder's fingertips. You know, the Department of Transportation Emergency Response Guide, normally referred to by responders as the Orange Book, has been rolled into this app and gives them real-time accurate data on the United or the UN numbers, the placards, the container shape and size, along with isolation and protection action areas. The AAR field guide to tank guides have been added into this application, which explains the type and kind of rail cars, the markings, transportation of hazardous and non-hazardous materials that a responder may have learned or may not have been exposed to. Emergency contact information for all of the Class 1 railroads, including Amtrak, and the list of the top 125 hazardous materials transported at this point in time.
And so how does someone go about getting credentialed, and how long is the training?
Well, training could be as simple as 4 hours or 8 hours in your local jurisdiction. We at Security Emergency Response Training Center do on-site training as well as we do remote training. So if we brought a course into your own community and you attended that course, as part of the training curriculum, you would be educated as to the Ask Rail app and be given information where to go, which is as simple as askrail.us. Once you click on the Ask Rail US link, you'll follow the directions there. Your information will be forwarded, and if you meet the verification criteria, you will be granted access to the application.
All right. And I know this is done, was developed in association with the, you know, the International Association of Fire Chiefs, but do I need to be in the fire service to be able to register for this app, or can I be in another, you know, EMS or law enforcement or somewhere else in the government?
Well, we play across the spectrum. You don't have to be in the fire service. You need to be in what we're considering at this point an emergency responder. And as noted, that could be emergency medical services. That could be contractors, law enforcement, government employees, railroad employees.
All right. And Charles mentioned that the app is free. Now, frankly, on my smartphone, there are a lot of apps that tell me they're free. And then if I actually want to do anything with them, though, there's money involved. What's the situation here? And same with the training, as well as the app.
The app itself is free.
Uh-huh.
There is no hidden fee inside of it. There is the verification process that we spoke about, and there's also an annual renewal in the fact that you have to resubscribe on an annual basis, and that is to verify that you are still working in the job that you were currently working in when you applied, that you have not moved on, or if you have moved on, that your information has changed. You've got a new cell phone number, you've got a new email account, and that you need to be re-verified. And provided you still meet the criteria, you will still maintain the access to the application. But no hidden fees. It is free to any responder that verifies.
Okay. And is this something that is going to be available in the FirstNet app catalog, possibly?
Yes, I know that Ask Rail is actually working on that right now as we speak.
Okay, very cool. And so as we look forward, what other developments might be coming down the road, Charles?
Well, we as Public Safety have a Public Safety Rail Advisory Committee that works with the Association of American Railroads. And what we do is we sit down and we first look at, from an operational standpoint, what would help us do what we're doing now, which has been the process all along. So this has been a continual development process over the past couple of years. And each year, the RailLink folks who do the development will actually sit down with us and ask us what are some elements of operations. Some of the things we've talked about that are still not on the schedule as to what's going to be next is looking at, is there a way to have some kind of live interaction from the scene that might provide information back to the railroads, the status of the car, a photograph, or something else? Or even maybe how do we interact with drone footage that we could actually see or share in those type of situations. But all of that goes back to the advisory committee, which sits down and then says, this is our list and this is our priority.
and then the railroads look at it and see the money that's set aside to be able to do that and determine through the development what we can actually do.
Okay. And, you know, certainly rail is a well-known and well-used method of transporting hazardous materials and things. Is this something that can serve as a model for other modes of transport?
Absolutely. I tell you, if I could, as a responder, if I could flip a switch and say that we're going to have this kind of capability for all the transportation of hazardous materials, I would flip that switch today.
Okay. All right. Do you know if there are any efforts, you know, in that direction?
I don't know at this time. I think that based on some exposure to members of Congress, we may be having some of those discussions as Ask Rail being that model that could be used for other similar situations.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, guys, congratulations on the work that you all have done with Ask Rail. It's certainly an outstanding and powerful tool, and hopefully more people start registering to be able to use it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for helping get the word out.
Thank you, Donnie, for asking us to be on board. SCRTC is extremely happy to be involved in the application and very proud of being a leader in the training of our nation's first responders. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you both.